It's time for Conversations with MIT Medical, care for the community. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Welcome. Today, we're talking about the MIT Medical Dental Service, and my guest is Kathy Sullivan. She's the dental practice manager at MIT Medical. Kathy, it's a pleasure to have you on with us today. Tell us a little bit about the MIT Medical Dental Service. What services do you offer there?
Thank you, Melanie. Yes, as MIT Dental Service, we're a full-service facility. We have three full-time general dentists. We have a prosthodontist who specializes in crown and bridge. We also have six hygienists who actually take care of the general recalls of the patient. And we've basically been here, I think, since 1984. And we take Delta service insurance, MIT Delta Comprehensive, and we have the basic plan. We serve the community in its entirety. We're a closed service community. We don't outside services. We don't do any outside patients. Basically, it's the community itself.
So then tell us about the philosophy of care at the dental service. People are afraid to go to dentists, Kathy. They don't want to. They don't even want to go for their cleaning. So tell us, how do you get them in and what's your philosophy of care?
Well, the whole mission is the same as medical as far as building a healthier MIT so MIT can build a better world. We're very friendly. We offer, generally speaking, we have services 5 days a week. We try to motivate all incoming graduate students. We offer an insurance plan for them if they want to come over and have their services done on the premises, but they can also go outside. Basically, having the staff and faculty around all year long, we tend to fill up pretty quick, but we're here for everybody at the institute itself.
Kathy, you mentioned Delta Dental as being the dental health plan. Tell us, what are some of the payment options for employees as far as their co-pays and deductibles or things that might not be covered?
Okay, so it's a separate insurance, I should say that. Your medical insurance does not cover dental services. For students, we give you 10% off. For employees, they sign up for a dental insurance plan. So they have like I said, the comprehensive and the basic, which covers up to $1,750. But there is some limitations, like you said. If you have fillings, there's an annual $50 deductible. If there's a restorative filling, there's a copay to that. And you can pay that. We like to have it the day of the service, so you can pay by check or credit card. We don't do any extended plans. If you have services like a crown, which can be more expensive, the insurance will cover it 50%, and we typically ask the patient when they have that material placed in the amount that they pay that copayment at that time.
So what about dental emergencies? Should patients go to the dental service with emergencies? And what is considered an emergency and what is just considered, yes, you can definitely come in here?
That's a good question, because for some people, a simple chip on the front tooth is an emergency. But we try to take everybody who works in goes to school or in some way is connected to the family here at MIT Dental. We will see you the same day or the next day. And a real emergency to me would be somebody who is in pain. If they woke up at night and they're having a throbbing toothache. Or like a trauma, you know, somebody who may, we've had patients in the past who may slipped on the sidewalk and broke a front tooth, and we'll move the schedule if we have to take care of people of that nature. But we're definitely here. We're not here on the weekends. If somebody has a problem, we have them call downstairs and urgent care. And if it's significant, either we can have a dentist give them a call and give them an antibiotic if it need be, or if it's a trauma, on our off hours, we would send them over to Mass General or Tufts Dental.
So back to the services for a second, Kathy. Mm-hmm. People want whiter teeth, or maybe they hear all these commercials about implants and dental implants. Tell us a little bit about the specific services that you offer, the things that you can do for them.
Well, we do implants, and at this moment, the surgeon who's typically here has left the practice, so we refer to our specialists outside of MIT, but they have the implant inserted, and then they come back, and we finish the implant, the post, and the crown portion at the service itself. So we can offer you that if we do bridges, people missing teeth and they want a bridge, we can complete that. We now actually do root canals. If somebody has a problem with a tooth, we definitely will do a root canal for them. And as far as bleaching, the hygienists typically take care of that. People are interested, they can have their teeth whitened. We have other services. Some people are very interested in how white their teeth are. We make custom trays, and they can do that about every 6 months. We actually have the gel that they can purchase, and they keep the custom trays that we make in office, and they can have that done that way, too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And as you say, people are interested in that white teeth now. You know, that's what everybody seems to be looking for. And the fact that you can do root canals, yay, because everybody looks forward to one of those. But it's good that you can do them. So what do you like about working there? What's special about working at the MIT Medical Dental Service?
Well, I've been working here 22 years, a long time as a dental hygienist and recently as a dental practice manager. And I love the idea that they constantly look to try to improve the facility and the healthcare system to support MIT staff, faculty, and family. Some of the newer products out there that we've just implemented recently was the CEREC machine, and that's one-day processing for a crown, which I find pretty exciting. We have digital x-rays, so it's a sensor, so it's very low dental radiation. Over the years, that's evolved, and that's a great product. And we also, the electronic medical record, I feel like that's going paperless years ago. That's really improved the streamline of dentistry. Just makes everything a lot easier. So I think the technology is really, and the patients, I think they're wonderful. They're very interesting people. They constantly motivate you to do better, and just the MIT as a whole, I think it supports all the employees and staff and faculty in a really positive light. So it's been a pleasure working here all these years.
So as we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts, what you would like listeners to know about the MIT Medical Dental Service and why they should come in there and why they should come and get their teeth cleaned and why they should floss and brush and really take good care of their teeth?
Well, that's a good point, Melanie. You know, without your teeth, you're very limited. Your smile, your ability to chew, your ability to function, it's usually a good indication of how healthy you really are. And it's important to take good care of your teeth. And it's part of a whole healthcare system. Dental is very important. And I really feel like we here at MIT Dental that we support people from all walks of life. And as far as we have a huge international population that come in from other countries, they're very limited care, unfortunately. And I feel like we're very supportive that we can be there for them, take it slow, explain and educate. But we also, you know, we go the other end of the spectrum and we can, you know, accommodate somebody who's been around here for a while and needs to have some work done, some crown and bridge or any aesthetic needs, we can take care of that too. So we'll kind of do the whole gamut of dental care for everybody. I think we're very inclusive. So I really believe you'd be very happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much. And I can hear that dedication in your voice. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about the services at MIT Medical's Dental Service. Thank you again. That wraps up this episode of Conversations with MIT Medical. Head on over to our website at medical.mit.edu/services/dental-service for more information and to get connected with one of our providers. If you found this podcast informative, and we all know dental health is so important, please share with your friends and family at MIT in the community, and be sure to check out all the other fascinating podcasts in our library. Until next time, I'm Melanie Cole.